Executing the MRP schedule. Execution of the material requirements planning MRP schedule turns the operations plan into reality. In a push environment, MRP scheduling uses work orders generated from a forecast/demand to push work through production in a sequential order. Push production scheduling answers the what and when question from the shop floor. What work order should the organization make next? When will it finish? What should the organization do after that? In flow manufacturing, where the flow is in batches, MRP schedules the work center operations sequentially. The output of the scheduling process is the release of the work order, as seen in Exhibit 4-91. Exhibit 4-91, authorizing production. Before authorization to release, the MRP system will first verify that the materials and tooling are available. If so, the MRP system will then verify the availability of work centers at the required levels of capacity. Given these prerequisites, the MRP system will recommend releasing work orders based on the required lead times. The planner generally needs to actively release these orders in the system, which gives him or her a chance to set priorities or make other adjustments. The significance of each of the steps in the process is detailed in Exhibit 4-92. Once schedules are finalized, the production coordinator implements the schedule using a dispatching process to release the planned orders as detailed shop packets. The shop packet contains the manufacturing order as well as other information useful to manufacturing. In many companies, the shop packet is managed electronically. Physical shop packets are still used in some pharmaceutical companies to comply with regulatory requirements. The manufacturing order information that is useful in job shop batch processing includes shop order number, part number, description, quantity, engineering drawings, bills of material, route sheets including operations to be performed, work centers, lead times, material issue tickets, tool requisition authorizations, job ticket for each operation, move tickets authorizing movement between operations. Note the reliance on these orders and job tickets to authorize the start of production and subsequent operations at work centers in the routing. Only those orders that have the necessary materials, equipment, and capacity should be released to prevent buildups of work-in-process inventory. Implementation includes providing various authorizations such as tool requisitions and job tickets. Resources committed to a timetable. Good resource scheduling methodology is essential to execution and control. Schedules are critical for resource allocation and personnel decisions, communications and training, machine productivity, labor productivity, and, ultimately, profitability. Coordinators cannot assume infinite capacity. Therefore, it is important to understand the activities that could arise that will require adjustments to the existing schedule. The following activities or situations may require an adjustment to resources that have been committed. Rushed/expedited orders. A rush order is an order that must be completed in less than the normal lead time. The need to expedite an order could be the result of a shortage of stock, a spike in orders, or even a breakdown in equipment. Most organizations have safety stock for just this reason. However, if safety stock does not meet the need, then schedules will need to be adjusted to accommodate the rush order. This may require delaying other scheduled items. Resolving imbalances. Managing and resolving imbalances is about managing the capacity available at each workstation or operation. If product mix or production time varies greatly, workflow has a tendency to get out of balance, and it must be scheduled to accommodate these fluctuations. One of the tools that scheduling can use to reestablish the balance is queuing. Allowing queues between workstations is one approach that alleviates the variation problem. Rescheduling non-essential production orders and using alternative work centers are two additional options to rebalance load and capacity at a work center. Schedule composition. The MRP schedule disaggregates the timing and need for components based on the end product demand. The master production schedule drives the entire MRP system. The quantities in a master schedule come from a number of different sources. The accuracy of those sources impacts the accuracy of the schedule. Capacity-constrained resources, CCRs. The existence of CCRs near bottlenecks may require rationing of these elements, factors, or materials to higher priority orders. CCR is a term from the theory of constraints. The following activities help prepare for and even possibly prevent the need to adjust resources that have been committed to a timetable. manufacturing lead time. This is the total time required to manufacture an item, exclusive of lower-level purchasing lead time. For make-to-order products, it is the length of time between the release of an order to the production process and shipment to the final customer. For make-to-stock products, it is the length of time between the release of an order to the production process and receipt into inventory. Included are order preparation time, queue time, setup time, run time, move time, inspection time, and put-away time. Time fence policies. Planning and demand time fence policies restrict changes to the master production schedule inside the planning time fence, which should be just beyond the cumulative lead time for an end item. Time fence policies are a good way to manage changes to planned orders and the corresponding impact on the overall schedule. Time fence management is a good example of how planning at a higher level can have a major impact on the stability of the production schedule for end items at the execution level. Time standard. Time standards can be determined or revalidated. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines time standard as follows. The predetermined times allow for the performance of a specific job. It often consists of two parts, one for machine setup and one for actual running. A time standard can be developed through observation of the actual work, time study, summation of standard micromotion times, predetermined or synthetic time standards, or approximation, historical job times. Final assembly scheduling. Final assembly scheduling is used in ATO and MTO manufacturing environments and in other packaging operations in other environments as a way to shorten lead times. It uses the planning bill of material for the average final product. It configures previously master scheduled parts and subassemblies into final products when customer orders arrive. FAS eliminates the need for high levels of finished goods inventory to meet customer lead time and product variety expectations. Maintenance on equipment. Maintenance activities contribute to the reliability of operations, quality, and on-time delivery schedules. The master scheduler should work closely with the maintenance department to schedule maintenance on equipment, such as by blocking off time. There are three types of maintenance activities: preventive, predictive, and remedial. Preventive maintenance includes activities such as adjustments, replacements, and basic cleanliness. The objective is to prevent breakdowns, maintain machine productivity and consistency of output, and prolong the life of machines. Preventive maintenance should begin with the work centers that are most critical to the flow of goods, those that are used as pace setters or are bottlenecks. Predictive maintenance is based on non-destructive testing and statistical analysis such as mean time between failures or real-time monitoring of performance using sensor data. Its objectives are to predict when required maintenance should be scheduled before a machine breaks down and to perform maintenance in a way that minimizes interference with machine availability. Remedial maintenance is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as unscheduled maintenance performed to return a product or process to a specified performance level after a failure or malfunction.